Good morning. This South Shore's Morning News with Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian, and it's our Tech Talk time every week. We check in with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good, Lisa. Good morning to you, and good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right. Well, welcome back. This week, we're going to be talking about COVID-19 thermal cameras that are starting to hit the marketplace. Okay, let's talk about these items, these new thermal cameras.
Yeah, lately everything's been about COVID-19, and this is just the next step. Camera manufacturers are responding to the outbreak with devices that can actually measure the temperature of people in a crowd, which I think is pretty fascinating how they can narrow that down.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So the demand for these cameras is spiking right now. They're way behind on manufacturing, and no one's really sure how long this spike is going to last, because if the coronavirus does cease, as everyone hopes and prays, by the end of this year, there'll only be a need for these institutionally. They want to be putting them in everywhere. For instance, at our office here, one of our processes is we take our employees' temperature when they arrive. If the temperature is over 100.4, they get sent home. Fortunately, that hasn't happened with anybody, but we're trying to protect our entire team the same way. So that's what these camera companies are trying to do as well. There's all different types of cameras. There's even one from a company called the WHO Security, which is in the U.S. Their system sells for per installation $21,000. So it's not a cheap solution.
Wait a minute.
That was my question. You know, what is the price point we're talking about here? Because that is very high.
How much is it? $12,000?
No, $21,000.
$21,000 for one camera?
For one installation. There may be more than one camera, but that's what the unit or the solution cost to get the entire system. Now, I can see this being important in the future for, let's say, for instance, airports worldwide or gambling casinos. Like Wynn Resorts has already purchased cameras in anticipation of opening. So they'll be checking the temperatures of all of their gamblers as they come into the resort.
Okay, so I was wondering if it's really best suited for, you know, a larger area where you might have people streaming in at the same time in like a giant office building, or I guess a casino or a resort is a great one too. So it can really detect from the crowd. It's not like for single use, really. It's maybe more for a crowd.
Correct. It's for scanning a crowd or a group of people coming in. And in a building like you've just described, that's exactly right. For instance, Tyson Foods, one of the largest meat producers in the U.S., they've installed 150 cameras in their meat processing facilities. So they're already using it, trying to get a handle or a grasp of this COVID infection that people are suffering so that it doesn't continue to grow and infect more people.
Okay, so it's not like a metal scanner. You're not walking through a temperature checker?
It depends on the unit. It's going to be scanning the crowd. For instance, that Dahoo Security that I mentioned at $21,000, it has a NVR with facial recognition. Now, that's going to be one that's going to be hard to pass by in this country, because nobody wants facial recognition.
No, we don't want that. Okay, well, this will be. You talked about a limited use, but I'm wondering, just because we've been through this once, if companies will keep this for other. I hate to say it, but other diseases coming down the line, or they'll keep some of these things in place.
I think you're absolutely right there, Rob, and I don't think that even when we get through this first bout of COVID-19, that it's going to hit us again, probably, as some medical experts say, every year. Yeah. So it may be wise that larger companies like Tyson Foods, Amazon, Carnival Cruise Lines is another one, it might be wise to keep those in operation. Once you've shelled out $21,000 or more, you're not just going to stop using it.
No, you'd like to get a return on your investment.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to use those forever. Well, it certainly makes sense that some big companies, obviously a small mom and pop, you can't really shell out for this, and you'll probably just stick to using thermometers.
No, but even think about like a giant grocery store chain or something.
Well, yeah, I guess. But I can see, obviously, the meat producers, I mean, because that affects the whole food chain. And you wouldn't want to be out of business, I guess, to prevent. I think that was the problem, is the coronavirus went run around it. Many meat plants. So this could have prevented that, I suppose.
Or could have at least given them a heads up as to what was coming.
Yes, which
is important. The information you need to make decisions to move forward. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Hmm.
Wow. Think about that, huh? Remember that? Remember that when you were little, you used to fake having a fever. But now nobody wants to have a fever because it could actually prevent you from going to work.
David, are there any models that are less expensive or designed really for like a single person? Like, you know how the temporal thermometers are just, you can just put it on someone's forehead. Is there a version like that where you could just sort of point it at one forehead or something?
Well, you have the handheld thermometers, the digital thermometers. Okay. That's what we use here in the office.
Okay.
But there's not a camera solution for that small of an operation. This is to get many people, even lines of people, going into, say, through TSA.
Mm. Okay.
They're trying to find people in groups, not so much. When I have 10 people coming into my office, it only takes 60 seconds to put, someone through.
Sure. Okay, makes sense.
All right, so a bunch of different manufacturers. David Snell's got the blog, so you can at least look at this article and see what's going to be coming down the line in the future. David, where can people go to read more about the new thermal cameras?
People can go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe.
You too.
It's David Snell, Act Smart IT. We do it every week at this time on WATD.